When I look back on my childhood in the 1990s, one thing that I always think about is a lot of the snack foods that we had back then. There was a lot of really good stuff, and honestly, some things I didn't care about that much either, but still, they were kind of a big deal. So I'm not going to waste any time. That's what we're going to talk about today. So stay here with me as we talk about snack foods of the 1990s. And welcome to another episode of My Favorite Retro. I'm Gunnar Clifton. As always, thank you for being here with me right now. So yeah, the snack foods of the 1990s, there were so many of them. And to actually get all the way into that, this podcast would be like a couple of hours long or longer. So of course we can't have that. So I narrowed it down to 9 different items, some snack items and some drink items. Not everybody will agree with what I have on this list, and that's fine. This isn't like some comprehensive top 9 or whatever. The reason I picked these 9 different items is because they were very relevant in my personal life. Among the group of friends that I had in school or the kids I went to school with, a lot of these were in everybody's lunchboxes. A lot of these things we had when we had sleepovers, they just seemed to me to be very relevant. And for a lot of people, I do believe they were very well known. And speaking of lunchboxes, leads me to the first one on this list, and that is Dunkaroos. Dunkaroos was launched in 1990. It was a cookie snack. It had 10 cookies in a little plastic container with just like a tiny bit of frosting. Like, you always ran out of frosting long before you ran out of cookies. And this was a very, I remember in the early to mid-90s, this was a really popular snack, and it showed up in everybody's lunchbox. The mascot was Sydney the Kangaroo, but in around 1996, they had a campaign and a contest to give him a new name, and he was renamed Duncan. Get it? You know, play on words. D-U-N-C-A-N. And actually, this product lasted for quite a long time. It was discontinued in 2012, but it came back in 2020, and unlike a lot of products that come back, you know, a lot of times they're just for a very, very brief time and they're gone again. But right now, at the time of this recording, Dunkaroos are still here. My memories of this snack, they're pretty limited. Now, I did definitely want to try them, and that's one thing that was so cool about my mother growing up. If there was a new food that I wanted to try in my lunchbox or as a snack around the house, whatever, she would indulge me at least usually like once. But I think that was pretty much it with Dunkaroos. I think I asked her to buy those maybe twice, at the very most like 3 times. And the biggest reason why was because, well, I remember all the cool kids at school, as they say, were eating them, so I wanted to try them too. And, you know, I mean, I did try them a few different times, and I just didn't like them. I didn't like the taste of the cookies, and I did not like the fact that you ran out of icing long before you ran out of the cookies. And then without the icing to kind of cover that cookie taste up, which I thought was, you know, kind of bland, you know, without that to happen, I personally didn't even want to finish the rest of the cookies. And like I said, they are out again now, and I haven't tried them now that they're out again to kind of give me another frame of reference to see if they're any better or worse than what I remember them. At the time of this recording, I have not done that, but I am going to do that, you know, very, very soon. I just honestly haven't come across them in any of the stores around me, and I don't go to Walmart that often, so I guess I'll have to do that to get some. Moving right along now to number 2, which will be the first drink-related item on this list, is Crystal Pepsi, launched in December 1992, and was said to be a caffeine-free alternative to regular Pepsi. I remember the marketing for this soda very well. It was everywhere when it came out, from the displays at the grocery store, all the signage they had and everything, and especially the television advertisements, featured one of the great Van Halen songs, Right Now. And that, I mean, if that song gets in your head to this day, it just stays there. But back then, when the song first came out and, you know, in use with this item, man, it was just, you would hear it all over the TV and all over the radio. It was just absolutely everywhere. The thing is, it didn't last very long, though. Production of it ceased in 1993, and the remaining inventory was sold off in 1994. There were a couple of very brief re-releases, though. One in 2016 and another one in January of 2022. And the one in 2022 in January was via Twitter. And if I remember correctly, that one just really kind of left a lot of people unhappy. Like you had to, maybe even on both of the re-releases, I didn't take part in either one of them myself. I honestly really didn't care. But I believe that it left some fans, like really diehard fans, kind of mad because there was such a limited quantity that they didn't, like if you didn't win the certain contest or whatever, or there was just so much, then you didn't get it and it was gone like in the blink of an eye. Even though I said I didn't take part in any of these re-releases because I just don't care about it now, I honestly didn't. It's nothing that stuck with me enough for me to want to take part in such things anyway. But I do have fond memories of this drink as a kid. I can't remember exactly 100% what it tasted like, but if memory serves me right, I do recall thinking like when I first drank it, well, this is good, but you know, it tastes like just like Pepsi to me, but it's clear. So, okay, it looks cool. Nice little gimmick or whatever. Now, there are some people that said it had more of a citrus taste to it, but I don't recall picking that up myself. Actually, my biggest memory of this, and I thought that I wouldn't come across this anywhere, but when I researched this, I found it like really quickly. Like it was on the Wikipedia page and all over the place. The biggest memory I've had of this soda is the fact that it was parodied on Saturday Night Live in a commercial called Crystal Gravy. And I just remember that like grossed me out so much that the characters in SNL were, there was this commercial where they were dipping like, you know, their chicken in this clear, which they were probably using like, you know, clear Carol syrup or whatever, but dipping their chicken in this drumsticks and everything and just pouring all over the place and gooey and everything, but they even used the Van Halen song in it. So it was really cool, and I thought that I wouldn't be able to find that again. I thought I was like would be like the only person to remember that, but no, it's still around. And if you want to get deeper about that, that skit was on season 19, episode 15 of season 19, hosted by Nancy Kerrigan, and musical guest was Aretha Franklin. It came out in 1994, so you can check that out. Next up on my list is Butterfinger BBs, introduced in 1992 with a very heavy Simpsons marketing campaign, which was, you know, the typical thing that Butterfinger did back in the day. It was a Simpson-related item, and it just lent itself very well to the cartoon. The advertising and everything for the Butterfinger products was great with the Simpsons. In fact, Bart's catchphrase from the commercials is probably emblazoned in many of our minds, which was, nobody better lay a finger on my Butterfinger. I mean, I can hear it just as plain now as I did back in the day when these commercials first came out. There's really, in essence, not a whole lot to say about this product other than the fact that, I mean, it was exactly like a Butterfinger, but it was in a smaller, like, little pellet-sized a BB, except it was bigger than a BB. It was actually originally supposed to be marketed to be in the same kind of group as like Milk Duds and things like that, but still it didn't have any different texture or anything really. It was just a smaller version of a Butterfinger. So it was actually discontinued in 2006, and I guess they kind of vaulted it away for a little while. But then in 2009, it kind of came back, but at the same time was replaced. It was kind of the same idea, but a little bit bigger version of it, the Butterfinger Bites. I remember seeing the Butterfinger Bites and back in the day before that, Butterfinger BBs at the concession stands in movie theaters. And the BBs especially, I remember those. Those were a vending machine item that were pretty hot when I was in high school. Right outside the cafeteria, we had the soda machines, the vending machines, and I remember distinctly spending quite a bit of money buying the Butterfinger BBs. But one thing I also remember about them is if you didn't eat them right away and you wanted to like put them in your backpack or especially inside like your jacket pocket or heaven forbid your pants pocket, they were going to be a mess in no time. Like all candy bars melt pretty quickly, but something, I guess because they were so much smaller, these BBs would turn to like a chocolatey kind of mush all over the place if you didn't watch what you were doing. Coming in at number four now on this list is Orbit's Water, launched in 1997. It was made by the Clearly Food and Beverage Company, which were responsible for making Clearly Canadian sparkling water. And those things, man, I remember having those a lot of times back when I was a younger kid, all the way up into high school. I remember those, maybe even my later parts of high school. And that was something that my parents kept in the refrigerator quite a bit. Those are really good sparkling waters, and they had like such a cool looking bottle that made you think that you were drinking like some very like high dollar water, which they weren't really, but it looked that way. It was a good sparkling water. But Orbit's, I'm not too sure, because to be honest, I never tried it, and that might sound funny to a lot of people, but honestly, if you were alive back in the day, when, not that this has been like forever ago, but back in the late 90s, if you were a part of this and if you remember it, what I just said about this and my general consensus about it, I think was the actual general consensus of so many people, and that might be the reason why it lasted less than a year. When you look at this thing, a lot of people refer to it as the lava lamp drink. This was a non-carbonated water, and it came in a cool-looking bottle too, but it did look just like a lava lamp, and it had these weird little balls floating around in it. So it was a very strange concept. It threw people off just by sight. And like I always wondered to myself, well, what in the world am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to drink this? Or am I like, do I have to chew it once I get to these little floating balls? Am I going to choke on these little things? What are they? How are they floating? What is this thing? I don't understand it. And it died within a year. And I remember seeing a few kids in school, at almost like a social status type thing. Like, oh, I have a bottle of Orbit's water. Look at me. And I'm not knocking anybody who liked them or who had them. I'm not making fun of those kids back then either. You know, I mean, fine, if you liked it or whatever and wanted to try it, okay, cool. But I heard so many people say that, and I didn't even list down the different flavors because they were so like crazy, the different combinations of flavors. But pretty much that was another reason why it failed. Everybody said that the flavors of these waters just were not good at all. So it was one of those items that was very, very tricky. When you looked at it, it kind of threw you for a loop. You weren't really sure what to do with it. And for that reason, it didn't last very long at all. Interesting side note to this, though, the Orbit's domain name was sold to the travel agency, which I'm sure has ended up being much more profitable than this short-lived product. And coming up next is Doritos 3D. Doritos 3D came out in 1998 in three different flavors, jalapeno cheddar, nacho cheese, and zesty ranch. And there was a cool commercial when it first came out, you know, back in the day of the hot girl. I can't remember her name now, but hot girl in the laundromat and two guys watching her, and they're all eating these Doritos and doing these cool tricks back and forth in this laundromat and whatever. But it was a cool commercial. And everything, and I remember having eating these chips back in the day, and not being overly impressed with them. I didn't think they were bad, but then they were discontinued in the early 2000s. They did hold on for quite a while in Mexico. I don't know exactly how that works, but in Mexico they were still a big thing for a while. But yeah, they were discontinued in the U.S. and then they were launched in 2021 under the name Doritos 3D Crunch. So I bought a bag of them the other day, just as kind of research, more or less, for this. And back in the day, they always reminded me so much of Bugles, the texture of them and everything. Well, they still do remind me of Bugles. And it seems to me like there is less flavor. The ones I had were the nacho cheese. I'm not sure if they're selling the other ones, the other two flavors still again. I think it might just be the nacho cheese ones they sell now. But anyways, yeah, they didn't seem as flavorful to me, and the texture was still very much like Bugles. Are they bad? No, they're actually pretty good. But considering the fact, like, if I walk into the supermarket or the gas station and I want a snack and I decide I want Doritos, and I see these Doritos 3D Crunch next to regular Doritos on the shelf, am I going to pick the 3D ones? No, they don't hold up anywhere to what the original style and flavor of Doritos do. So, yeah, it's not a bad product, but it can never hold a candle to regular Doritos, nor could it even in its heyday, as far as I'm concerned. And with that, we are five down and four more to go. So stick around, and we'll get into the rest of them here in just a second. Now, I am really excited to bring this one up. This one was such a huge part of my childhood. But once again, like some of these products, it was so short-lived. And I wish it would have been around so much longer. I wish we could still buy these. And I am talking about the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle Pies. It was a product released by Hostess in 1990. And it was in a green crust with vanilla pudding in the middle of it. These things were so good. But when they were originally released, they came with a sticker inside the package. And then when the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle 2 Secret of the Ooze film came out, they ended up coming with cards to promote that film. So it went from stickers to movie cards. There was an alternate variation of it, too, where the crust itself was like the regular brownish color, and the pudding inside of it was green. And yeah, they tasted the same, but to me, it wasn't the same because, like, the green crust kind of represented one of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles shells. Hostess pies have always been really good. They were then, and they are to this day. But there was something about that time, and part of it is the nostalgia. But this particular Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle pie, it was so great because it was riding right at the peak of the Ninja Turtle popularity, the toys, the comic books, the cartoon, and especially the first two films. So it was a perfect tie-in to the entire Ninja Turtle craze. And I was always beyond excited when I would be at the supermarket with my mother and she would say, yeah, it's fine. You know, go ahead and get one of those pies. I'll buy it for you. And I would always be so excited, like in the backseat of the car, tearing away that cool wax paper that these Hostess pies come in with one of the Ninja Turtles plastered on the outside of the label and everything, and then finding that card or sticker, whichever one it would be in there, there was like nothing separating it from the pie itself. So you'd have like some glaze on it or whatever. I'd be willing to bet that any of those cards are probably worth nothing now because they had stuff on them as soon as you took them out of the package. But they didn't last very long, and it's like they were there, and then I went to the store again with my mother, and then bam, they were gone. So yeah, definitely short-lived, but man, while they were here, it was such a good product. And like a lot of discontinued products, there are recipes to be found online to recreate them yourself at home, but let's face it, it wouldn't be the same. The last drink item to show up on our list is number 7, and it is the Hi-C Ecto Coolers. Released in 1989, and that's kind of a little bit of a cheat, but let's face it, it was so close to 1990, and this drink had most of its popularity, therefore, in the 90s. And it was a tie-in with the real Ghostbusters cartoon and the Ghostbusters 2 film. Kids absolutely freaked out over this juice box. It was really good. I mean, a lot of Hi-C flavors taste the same, but I think it was pretty much the gimmick of this that held us all together as fans, because we were Ghostbusters fans back in those days, and we all flipped out about it. I mean, this green drink with Slimer on the box art and everything, what wasn't to love? This was absolutely perfect if you were a child of the 80s and, well, of course, going into the 90s. Like I said, this came out in 89, but it was really popular in the 90s mostly. This drink held on until 2001, even though Slimer was taken off of the packaging in, I believe, 1997, when they did away with the actual Ecto Cooler in 2001, it was renamed as Shoutin' Orange Tangerine. And then in 2006, it was renamed as Crazy Citrus Cooler and then discontinued altogether in 2007. Hi-C wasn't done with everyone, though, because in 2016, when the reboot of Ghostbusters came out, there was a relaunch of the Ecto Coolers in boxes and cans, and it tied in with the film, and that started in May of 2016, and then the promo was pulled in December of the same year. So people rushed out to get these for, you know, they had like a span of months to get a hold of these again, and Slimer wasn't on the label, but it looked really cool, and a lot of people ended up getting it, but then it just shut off again. But then there was another tease. In November of 2021, there was another brief promo, and it was for the Ghostbusters Afterlife film. And there were 12-ounce bottles handed out at like the New York premiere of the film. And it went on just a very short time, and then it was killed off in December of that year. So that went on for like a month. So there were some people that were able to get their hands on the Ecto Coolers again in one form or another. But at the time of this recording, unless you get on eBay, no, you're not going to have any Ecto Coolers. Coming in at number 8, we have Sizzling Bacon. Now, this is a bit of a cheat too, just like the Ecto Coolers were, because of the simple fact that this was not a product of the 90s. It was not a product of the 80s, even. It actually was released by Swift & Company in 1977, but it lasted until around 2005. So the reason why I included it on this list is because I ate this stuff all the time in the 1990s, so it was really relevant to me. Sizzling was promoted as a healthier alternative to actual bacon, but still, it was around almost 40% fat by weight, so a lot of people gave them some flack about that, understandably, of course. It was really similar to what we refer to as turkey bacon these days. What it actually was a pressed meat product. So more or less what that means is several different kinds of meat were ground up like very finely and then pressed back together to make the final product. In the case of Sizzling, it was turkey, beef, and pork. Back in the day, I could absolutely eat my adolescent weight in this stuff. And that is another thing that was so appealing about it, is that it was easy to fix. Like, I'm not really sure if you should just be making it in the microwave, but my parents didn't have to worry about me burning down the house trying to use the stove and a skillet and everything. No, just put a paper plate with this stuff in the microwave, and a couple minutes later, bam, it was done. It was so quick and so easy, and to me, it was so good. Looking at different websites, I'm not completely for sure why this product went away, but one explanation I found on a certain website, it makes a lot of sense. I don't know if this is completely true, but it does make sense. So the Swift Company sold everything over to Conagra Foods back in the 90s sometime. And then Conagra Foods sold off all of its fresh meat operations between 2002 and 2006. Well, we stopped seeing Sizzling around 2005. So this makes a little bit of sense in the respect that probably Sizzling just didn't find a good home during that transition, where there could have been other products that made better money. So in order to grow those products, sometimes you have to cut out other ones in order to dump the money you're using on those for promoting and advertising and all that stuff onto these products that you want to make more money on, if that makes sense. And I believe that Sizzling would be a product that would hit the chopping block when it comes to that respect, because let's face it, would Sizzling ever take the place of bacon? Will anything ever take the place of actual bacon? No, it won't. So that's probably what happened with Sizzling, but I hate to see that it's gone. I wish it would come back, but I really doubt there's ever a chance of that. And now the final item on this list. Number 9 is Pizzeria Chips by the Keebler Company. These were launched in 1991, and it was said to be the most successful launch in the Keebler snack history. And these were apparently made with real pizza dough. I don't know if that could be true or not. If not, well, it wouldn't matter. They pulled the wool over my eyes. So, okay, cool. Fine with me. But these came in 3 different flavors: cheese pizza, pizza supreme, and zesty pepperoni. The funny thing about it is, for this being, I feel, one of the best items on this list, I could find the absolute least amount of information about it. I know they were so popular, so successful, and these were always in the house when I was growing up, like through my junior high and high school years. They were so popular. And the biggest thing I can find about them, really about the reason why they're not around now, is because more or less they died out in the late 90s after Keebler kind of split their company off and sold a lot of different branches off. Their cookies and crackers companies, they split off into 2 different directions. Kellogg's owns the rights to, like, the crackers now, if I remember right. And another company owns the rights to the cookies. So this was a fairly short-lived product. I mean, it was around for, I mean, about, well, it wasn't really short. It was around about 10 years, but they should still be around now. And I've gotten online and I've looked at different Reddit posts and things like that. And supposedly there are different products out there that are very similar. And some people say, oh, well, it tastes just like pizzerias. But to me, out of all of the products that I've mentioned on this list, I am such a diehard purist about pizzerias that if it's not the original, I don't want the second best. I don't want a remake. I don't want any of that. If it's not Pizzeria's in all of its glory, then just count me out. I don't want any part of it. And with that, I will be wrapping up this episode. I'm so glad that you were here with me today. This has been really fun talking about a lot of these snack foods and drinks from the 1990s. I hope that some of your favorites were on this list. And also, before I go, I want to say that there are so many podcasts you could be listening to. You could be listening to anything in the world right now, not even podcasts, just music, whatever. But the simple fact that you have been here listening to this particular podcast means the world to me, and I thank you very much. So take care, and I will see you next time.